The Holiday Parks Uncovered podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only, and any and all views expressed by the hosts or guests, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracies, omission of misleading or defamatory statements, should be taken as such.
We are Holiday Parks.
Hello and welcome to Holiday Parks Uncovered, the podcast.
Your destination for all horror stories related to holiday parks.
We are your hosts, Punk.
And Jude.
Today we're joined by Richard, the curator of the Corrupt Companies in the Caravans and Lodge Industry Facebook group. Richard, please share with us your story.
I served in the army for 16 years. Well, nearly 16 years. I was medically discharged. And unfortunately, when I was discharged out of the army, I ended up on the streets for a month, taking care of my mum, my stepsister, my stepdad, and my dad. Because my marriage broke down. My wife's Australian, had a house in Australia, shipped everything to Australia. But unfortunately, when my mum found out I was on the street, she told me to get home, so I had to move back in with my mum. Anyway, long story short, I looked after my stepsister until she died, stepdad till he died, up and down the country, looking after my dad till he died, and then looked after my mum till she died. And then 4 days after she passed, my brother came in, the executor, and told me to get out because he wanted to sell the house. So I went looking for a place to live and came across Meadows Retreat Lodge Park on Rightmove. I contacted them and I explained from the start that I wanted a property to live as a residential home, not a holiday home. And he said, oh yeah, well, to secure a site on the park, you need a £5,000 deposit. I says, no, I don't have that type of money. So I said, thank you very much for your time, and hung up on him. And within an hour, I got a phone call back saying that he'd spoken, Michael Edwards, the site manager, the salesman at the time from Meadows Retreat Lodge Park, said that he'd spoken to his boss, Danny Hoy, of Hoy's Caravans Limited, and that he would be willing to take a £1,000 deposit for a holding deposit for a pitch on the park. I says, okay. So I paid the £1,000 deposit because he said it had to be paid there and then. That was the only agreement. Okay, fine. I'll pay it now. I'll deposit because I didn't really want to let go because obviously I didn't know where I was going to live. I didn't know what was going on. I was in a very dark place. My PTSD was really firing off really badly. I was struggling with mental health at this point, so I wasn't thinking straight at all. So anyway, between November and January, I was in such a dark place, but I kept getting phone calls nearly every day from Michael. And he just kept saying the same thing. When am I coming over? When am I coming over to View the Park? When am I coming over to View the Park? And it got to the point where he was even ringing me at night when he was drinking. He'd been drinking at night, and it's like 9, 10 o'clock at night, been drinking, and I didn't appreciate it, but I just thought, fine, he's being friendly. And at the time, I wasn't in the, I was struggling with mental health at this time, so I was really drained. But anyway, I went across to Cumbria, to Meadows Retreat Lodge Park in January, to view the site. And as I rocked up to the park, I was told that the lodge I came to see that I was interested in wasn't on the park. So I was shown another lodge and said it was very similar, which I don't know because I've never seen this lodge that I purchased. But he refused to answer any of my questions, kept giving me the old sales pitch. And even though I felt uncomfortable and something wasn't right, I left and I went to view, not I went for an interview with a job, for a potential job that was close by, because I thought, okay, great, Michael's told me that this is a residential property I can live in all year round, and I can treat it like my home, so I can start again. Well, obviously, I've later now found out that that's not the case. They were open 12 months of the year. I'm not disputing that. So it wasn't until after a long time later that I found out that it's, you can't live on it 12 months of the year, and you can't live on it like a residential property. But anyway, circling back to the story. So I came back to where I was staying, and kept getting a phone call from Michael again, saying, right, you need to buy this pitch, you need to buy this pitch, you need to buy this pitch, you need to buy this lodge for this pitch. And within a week after being hassled, he caught me on a bad day, and it was like 8 o'clock at night, and I was so tired, so stressed, wasn't thinking straight. My mental health was really struggling. I'd just been with a crisis team. Because at this point, yes, I hate to admit it, I was suicidal, because I was really, really struggling. And he rung me up and he just kept harassing me. And I just went, do you know what? I can't be doing this no more. Just take the money and I will come across there and live, as long as I can stay there as a residential property. He says, yeah, you can register your car here, register your council tax here, live in it like a normal residential property. That's fine. I went, okay, so I paid him £59,000 for my lodge, which was a total of £60,000 in total. So at this point, I've still never seen the lodge. I've never set foot in this lodge. And something the next day, when I was a bit more focused, I started thinking, okay, this, something's not right here. So I started looking into law to find out that you can't live on it in like a residential property, and that this was only a holiday lodge. I had to be out, even though it was open 12 months of the year. So I contacted them and said, look, I'm not happy. I've looked into the law and found out that what you've told me is a load of lies. I want my money back. He says, we don't do refunds. I went, you do? Because under the Consumer Rights Act of 2015, I'm entitled to my money back because we're inside 14 days. So I went, okay, well, we'll have to send you a site agreement across for you to sign, or we can even consider looking at giving you a refund. So I should point out that the receipt that I got via WhatsApp for the £1,000 holding deposit was virtually the same receipt I got after paying £59,000. All they did was write £59,000 on the same receipt and send it across to me via WhatsApp. So I've never received any contracts, nothing, until I asked for this my money back. So all I received at this point was just a receipt that I chased them for, on the same receipt, just £59,000 written on it. Anyway, they sent me paperwork through for a site agreement. They said I had to sign it for me to get my money back. So I said, okay, being naive and being very, very stupid, I signed it and sent it back. And then I received a letter from Michael saying, sorry to see you go. We're sorry to hear you selling your lodge. And it was dated a year previous to when I purchased this lodge, 2023, with a different pitch number and a different lodge name. So I contacted them again, and then Michael started ghosting me. He refused to speak to me. So I escalated up, saying that I was entitled to get my money back under the Consumer Rights Act. And eventually, after a few months, I got Danny Hoy, or someone claiming to be Danny Hoy, call me, and he pretty much threatened me. He said that there's no such thing as the Consumer Rights Act, that I was wrong, that he had my signature, there's nothing I could do, that if I didn't stop to send in their company emails, he was going to get the police to come and arrest me, that he was going to throw this lodge out on the road and have the police arrest me for causing the obstruction of the main road with a lodge. And yeah, pretty much he just started threatening me. So I didn't take kindly to that. And then I just started saying, right, okay, well, let's go to citizen advice. Went to citizen advice. They were pretty much useless. I tried pushing for trading standards. They didn't want to know. I tried going to the media. Media didn't want to know. I then wrote to the councils, both Cumbria and Lincolnshire. Lincolnshire didn't want to deal with me because it was in Cumbria. Cumbria didn't want to deal with me because I was living in Lincolnshire. So I went to the MPs. MPs didn't want to know. And it just got to the point where they said, oh, the only way you're going to get your money back is you go to court. So I tried finding a lawyer. I must have gone through at least 30 lawyers trying to find one. Eventually found one that said, oh, yeah, you've got a great case. We can win this, no problem. And at this point, the 10 months had come past. And she took the case on. She went, yeah, yeah, we can win this. We can win this. We can win this. Now, let's put, as we sit right now, to this day, I forked out nearly £7,000 to a lawyer. That all she's done so far is, oh, we're going to court, we're not going to court, going to court, we're not going to court. You've got to pay £3,000 to go take them to court. Oh, now you're going to use that £3,000 for my fee. Oh, we're going to have mediation. And I've got so sick and tired of it. Just serving with the papers. I'm sick and tired of this. And they offered a £40,000. I said, I'm not taking £40,000 because I asked for my money back and you've threatened me. You've missold to me. You've lied to me. You sold me something that wasn't acceptable. But yeah, so pretty much according to my lawyer, if I go to court, there's a very good chance I'm going to lose and I'm going to have to pay their costs. But I'm not backing down. I'm going to go to court. And if I lose, I lose. Then I'll have to pay their fees. But I'm not willing to back down when someone threatens me. And I don't like the fact that my life savings have gone to somewhere that I thought was going to be my new home. It's so upsetting. But yeah, I mean, I started two groups. One was the Meadows Retreat scam company, and then it got me and two other people join. And I didn't get much traction on that one. But I started the scam companies one, which I've got roughly about 34 members of now, because I wanted people to name and shame these holiday parks. This isn't all about site fees. This is much, much bigger than that. And the fact that this is personal to me. But unfortunately, until people stand up and clump together and start bringing down this industry, nothing's going to change. I know I'm going to go to court and lose. But I'm willing to take these people to court just so I can get their name out there in the public. Because Meadows Retreat Lodge Park, subcompany to Hoy's Caravans Limited, should not get away with this. Danny Hoy, the CEO of Hoy's Caravans Limited, is a thief. He thinks he's a bully, and he should never, ever be allowed to run a company. Michael Edwards, who is his employee, which is currently in Sandy Bay's retreat resort, should be named and shamed because he is a Del Boy in disguise. He will tell you anything and everything you want to hear just to get a sale from you. And the fact that he's now got a celebrity, Danny Dyer, which I don't believe Danny Dyer knows the truth, because I think Danny Dyer's a good guy. If he knew the truth, he wouldn't put his name to this company. But unfortunately, he's not going to know until this gets out there. I don't know what to do. I know that it's just me talking, but I just want to name and shame Meadows Retreat Lodge Park and Hoy's Caravans Limited, Michael Edwards and Danny Hoy, for being scam artists, thieves, mis-selling, stealing people's hard-earned money for their entire lives, and wrecking people's lives.
Another holiday park uncovered.
Absolutely. Well, Jude, that's all the time we have. Thank you for listening, listener, and join us on the next episode, won't you?
The Holiday Parks Uncovered podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical, legal, or financial advice.